All right, we're talking with Patrick. Patrick, can you tell me your name?
Patrick Evans. I'm from Virginia originally.
And how long have you been knitting?
I learned to knit when I was a little kid. I was taught by my mother, and I never did it until I never really did it a lot until I got to high school, and then I retaught myself, and have been doing it for about 6 or 7 years.
Wow. And how long have you been coming to Boys' Night?
This is about my third time, I think, but over the course of a couple months, I think. When I was in college, I was in charge of the knitting circle in my school, Bennington College, so I've had experience with other knitting groups, so it's fun to see a different group.
And why is Boys' Night at Knit New York important?
I think it's good to... I know there are a lot of men out there that knit, and it's good to get them all in one place, because it's rare that you randomly come across another man who knits, but it's fun to talk to them, and it's just fun to be around everybody.
And what is fun about being around other knitting men?
I mean, you share similar interests, and just a good way of meeting people. I mean...
That's it. Thank you very much. Can you quickly just tell me your name and I just got to turn this volume up. Hello. There we go. Can you just quickly tell me your name and how did you hear about Boys' Night?
Okay. Joseph Mazzarelli, and I heard about Boys' Night through my friend Patrick Evans, who's been coming here. I'm a first-time knitter, though, so... He introduced me to Knitting Night.
He did, and also knitting?
Knitting as well, yeah. He taught me. I'm finishing my first scarf tonight.
How exciting is that?
Very exciting.
So, for Boys' Night, one, do you think Boys' Night is important? And if you do, why?
It's modernizing the craft. It's taking folk art and... Even though we're not going into that. But it's taking this craft, which is antiquated and stuffy, and modernizing with the male edge. There are men knitting on the subways. It's cool. There's a big population of knitting men, and this is accepting them.
And is it important to have a space that is just for men who knit?
At this point, yeah. I mean, it's not as if we do turn away women. Although there are women involved in the process. I don't know. I mean, I think so. It makes you more comfortable to start out with. It does. I mean, there are women who knit. It's acceptable for knit. No. I'm having a hard time making my mind here. But I think so. I don't know if I would have come if it was women as well. But I like that it's only men for now. That Polish woman who walked in here, she was shocked. She loved it. She said it's the most amazing thing she's seen in years. So...
And what are you working on right now?
We're calling it the crack shawl. It's my first scarf, which started at 30 stitches. It's gone to 56 stitches, now back down to 20 stitches. There are some holes, there are some tears and runs, some purposeful, some not. And I'm loving it. I've been told it's very 70s, so I'm loving it. And it's a scarf.
Great. Thank you so much. Can you just quickly tell me your name and how you heard about Knit Boys?
My name's David Harrison, and I heard about Knit Boys because I happened to be in this shop and looking for yarn this evening and found out it was Knit Boys this evening, and I decided to stay.
And how long have you been knitting?
I learned a little bit when I was a child, but then this summer I was... introduced to it again at a GLBT summer camp called Camp Camp, and it's become very popular, and so I've started again and I'm sort of knitting up a storm, scarves and hats, and learning new things.
And do you think Knit Boy is important? Do you think Boys' Night is important?
Oh, absolutely. I think Boys' Night's important. And it's just really a great support group.